Hey, Logan, just as someone who has gone against Vince probably innumerable times throughout the year in practice, and you know, how much or how unique of a talent and of a defensive lineman is he, and how much of a challenge do you imagine to be for opponents each and every week?
Definitely, Vince is a big time challenge. He's not only strong and powerful, but he's quick for a man his size. He's a smart player. He's played so long and plays the game so well. He's deserving of a sticker place.
As an offensive lineman, it doesn't necessarily have stats. Do you have an appreciation for what Vince does that goes beyond the box score, you know, clearing up space for linebackers, collapsing the pocket, and things like that?
Oh, yeah. He takes on double teams so well. He's just an gold lineman, pass protection. He just pushes the pocket. He's always collapsing the inside and helps the edge rush. So he just does so many things for us that it's so good.
You guys have dealt with some injuries along the offensive line, you know, throughout the years, maybe a little less so far this year. But, you know, how confident are you defensively with the same, you know, next man up mantra applies if Vince does, in fact, have to miss time?
Yeah, I don't know Vince's situation yet. I haven't even made it to the stadium today, so I talked to Vince today. No idea exactly what's going on. So we'll just wait and find out and see what happens.
In the game last night, Logan, you know, how, I guess, encouraging is that an offensive line, you know, to have the running game maybe get its best last night as it's been throughout the season, and to have it basically every running back who was in there last night was able to positively contribute behind, you know, the holes you guys were paving for them.
Yeah, last night it was going good, and we knew going into that game that we were more physical and that we should run the ball, and Josh did a good job of calling runs, and we were excited about it. We wanted to run the ball every single play of the game. So, you know, the backs ran good. It was good to see big chunks in the running game last night. LeGarrette, the long one, and getting a touchdown out of it. So that was great. And I think it's better we run the ball, better we're going to play.
First scoring drive, where I think it may have been screen pass, 10 straight runs, and then a touchdown to Matthew Mulligan. Is that kind of what an offensive lineman craves, you know, to just pound it down a defensive throat?
Yeah, that was a fun drive for us. We didn't really do any pass blocking, so that was great. We're on the sideline. I was like, I don't even know if I can pass block that yet. Just didn't really have to do it yet. So it's always great. You just pound the rock and impose your will, and that's going to break spirits of defenses if you could just keep running it and they can't dunk.
Logan, just wondering, you've obviously seen guys go down with injuries throughout your career here in New England, but how tough is it mentally when you see someone who, you know, who's been, you know, in your locker room for all these years go down like Vince did last night?
Yeah, Vince, he's a key player for us. One of our best defensive players. He's a captain. He's, can't say enough good things about Vince, and him missing the majority of the game was last night, but our other key tackles stepped up. Delano, he did a good job. I know he had a sack in the game, so he finished the game strong for us.
But is there a little mental letdown there that at any point when someone goes down like that, either on offense or defense?
Not so much. There's not during the game. Too much going on, you know. I played in games where our biggest star, Tom Brady, went down. We rallied together to win the game. You don't have time to dwell on what's going on during the game. Sure, if we find out that Vince is hurt really bad, we'll be disappointed. But during the game, you don't have time to start doing that, and you're going to get your butt kicked.
You talked about the offense coming together. How do you see it right now? You know, after the Jets game, you said it'll get better. It needs to get better. How has it progressed, Logan?
Well, scoring more points, moving the ball better, running the ball better, passing it better. I think third down is better. Red area is getting better. So just all the way around, we're improving, and that's what we want to do. Every year Bill wants us to improve as the year goes on, and I think that first game was so bad we had no choice but to improve, but I think we've gotten better every week, so it's very encouraging.